You, I'm Beep.
Me too. This is the best holiday of my life.
There's so much to see and do. Staying in this department store has been wonderful.
One more night, then home.
I don't want to go back, honey. I wish we could stay here forever.
Anything rather than spending another Christmas at home with Stephen.
Stephen Appleby's Normal Christmas with me, Stephen Appleby.
It's 8 o'clock on a bright, cold Christmas Eve morning. Coming up, the big toy manufacturers crack down on the illegal copying of toys by Santa's workshop. After this break.
Press his arm, he press his nose. Take off Captain, squeeze his clothes. Captain has your future knows. What lies in store for us, Captain Squeezy?
You're gonna have the happiest Christmas ever if you ask for me from Santa Claus.
Yay!
Only $49.99, no sensible stores now.
Brilliant. Mum and Dad are getting me one of those.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas. I love getting presents. I love playing with all my new things. And I love eating too much at lunch, tea and supper while Mum and Dad do the cooking and clearing up. Excuse me.
Happy Christmas, Mr. A.
And a happy Christmas to you, Mr. Postman.
You're obviously not well liked, Mr. A. Because there's nothing for you except this postcard from your mum and dad.
Give me that. I know you're hoping for a Christmas box, but you're out of luck. I'm utterly skint. Happy Christmas.
May your balloons shrivel and your crackers fail to detonate.
Dear Stephen, honey,
we're having a lovely time. We've got a nice double room right next to soft furnishings.
Well-stocked minibar, old lad.
Tonight there's a barbecue in gardening, followed by a cabaret in bedding.
There'll be strippers. We're in France now.
See you on Christmas Eve, sweetie. Je t'aime, mon chéri. Mum, XXX.
And Dad. X.
P.S. No sign of a Captain Squeezy, honey, but we'll keep our eyes open. Merry Christmas. XX.
X.
Oh, it's not going to be a very Merry Christmas without a Captain Squeezy. Oh, if that's the postman again.
Stephen Appleby?
Yes?
I'm Lauren Maroon, your parents' visitor. I think you'd better ask me in.
They're both dead? But how?
Their package shopping holiday ended tragically, Stephen. Panic buying broke out in the Christmas grotto over a shortage of Captain Squeezy dolls.
Oh, no.
Your parents were trampled to death by a mob of French shoppers in stiletto heels.
I don't believe it. This is awful. Death is so unfair. I'll never get any presents now. And where will I go for Christmas dinner?
You'll just have to make the best of a bad job right here in your dingy, undecorated, treeless little ground floor bedsit. Goodbye.
I've always spent Christmas at Mum and Dad's. I don't know where to start on my own. Think, Stephen. Think.
Christmas is a time for playing football with the enemy, lad.
What on earth does that mean?
Christmas is a time for wearing a rubber diving suit. A time for pretending to be a fork. A time for climbing into the cockpit of a moth. Chucks away!
I'm partial to a novelty chocolate or two. Oh, this isn't helping.
Christmas is a time for giving, honey.
Giving. That's it. Now they're dead, Mum and Dad will have given me their house. Ooh, I bet they've left presents lying about all over the place. I'm going straight round to get settled in.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. La-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la.
The door's locked. No matter. I'll break in. This window will do nicely. Oh, look at all those presents piled up under that big tree.
Intruder, step away from the premises.
Security shutters. Oh, I'm doomed to spend Christmas alone, presentless and penniless.
Who are you? What do you think you're doing?
Hello, officer. I live here and I've lost my key.
You do not live here. You are an intruder and I have my instructions.
Quiet, turn down, everybody, and let's get this meeting underway. Captain Squeezy, we'll start with your report.
I'm pleased to say that since the adverse started running, orders for my dolls have gone through the roof, Ms. Maroon.
Excellent. Frosty, have you hacked into Santa's email account yet?
We have, and Squeezy is right. Every child on the planet wants a Captain Squeezy doll this Christmas.
Have you sewn up the legal side, Miss Maroon?
Indeed I have, Mrs. Redbreast. I've issued Santa with writs preventing his elves from copying Captain Squeezy dolls, Game Boys and PlayStation 2. You name it, it's covered by a writ.
So everything he puts into the stockings this year, he'll have to pay for, so he can't fill the stockings.
Unless his elves start making old-fashioned copyright-free wooden toys again.
Good point. But just imagine the disappointment when children look in their stockings on Christmas morning and find a wooden Noah's Ark instead of a Captain Squeezy. They'll never believe in Santa again. You're right, Frosty. You're as white as a sheet.
I'll be fine.
Your forehead is warm and your button nose is slipping down your face.
I seem to be drenched in sweat. I'll struggle on.
Oh, that's not sweat. You're melting. Look at the pool around your chair.
Better have a little lie down.
In the freezer.
Okay.
Maroon? I'll be right there. Meeting adjourned, everyone.
Not bad news, I hope.
Only for Mr. Appleby.
I know my rights.
Pipe down, or I'll rip on my thighs again.
No. Appleby, but where is he?
Right here, ma'am. Underneath Reg.
Oh, get up, Stephen.
Thank you, Miss Maroon. These idiots won't let me claim my inheritance.
That's because your inheritance is inside the small envelope, which I'm holding in my elegantly gloved hand.
A £10 note.
Your parents wrote you out of their will just before they went away, Stephen. Then they hired these armed guards to keep you off the property.
Oh, woe is me. Orphaned, alone, and destitute at Christmas.
Stop sniffling, Stephen. You've no one to blame but yourself.
What do you mean? I was just sitting quietly at home in my bedsit, looking forward to opening present after present after present.
And that's your problem. Presents are the root of all evil. They breed avarice, gluttony, and greed. Santa started the whole sick concept of giving presents. He's unmitigated evil.
I don't believe you, Miss Maroon.
It's a fact. Look, I'm wasting time standing here talking to you. Hop into my Ferrari and I'll give you a lift to the squalid little place you laughably call home.
What have you got against Christmas anyway?
Nothing. It's Santa Claus who gets my goat. With those flying goats of his.
Goats?
Rudolph, the red-nosed goat. Donner, Blitzen. Oh, some short-sighted fool mistook the goats for reindeer a few hundred years ago, and the rest is history.
Perhaps I should write to Santa and ask him to bring me some presents.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're a grown man. Anyway, there won't be any presents this year because Santa will be defeated.
You're crazy. I won't listen to another word.
On your head be it. And here we are. Goodbye, Stephen. The forces of good will triumph over evil.
Well, I'm going to have a happy Christmas with lots of presents, despite having no parents and no money, and despite you, Ms. Maroon. But how? I've got nothing except my faith in the magic of Christmas. Oh, just look at all those turkeys and sausages and hams in the butchers.
Wrong.
Excuse me, Mr. Butcher, but you seem to have lost a goose.
You can keep him, young man. He's crap. He isn't fat enough to sell. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Honk, honk.
Well, Goosey, we'd better stick together, you and I. Come on. I'm going home to write my list for Santa.
Honk, honk.
Let's see now. I want one. No, two Captain Squeezes. I'll play with one and keep the other pristine in its box.
Honk, honk.
I need a radio-controlled gyrocopter, life-sized. A worm farm, some sea monkeys, a bag of jelly bogies.
Thank goodness. Where have you been, Laura?
Don't ask.
Well, we've got a crisis here.
Santa has been opening bank accounts and applying for credit cards. Loads of them.
So, he's going to buy toys on credit. Oh, don't panic, Robin. That's good news.
No, I don't understand.
The interest rates will be crippling. He'll never be able to pay the money back.
What do you mean?
I mean that Santa Claus is committing fraud, and I'll personally see to it that he goes to jail for a very long time indeed.
So the plan is working perfectly.
Yeah.
Let's shake on that.
Your firm handshake has squashed Frosty's hand to slush.
Sorry.
Oh, I think I've wet myself.
Oh, you haven't wet yourself, Frosty. You're melting again. Get back in the freezer.
Oh, okay, Warren.
A set of noddy suitcases. One of those hamsters that dances and sings a song. A few mesh stockings filled with chocolate bars and candy canes. And no fruit. I think that's the lot. Now, all I have to do is get the list to Santa. Too late to post it, though. Oh, I wish I could go to the North Pole and hand it over in person.
Honk, honk.
Where am I? There's snow in every direction. Oh, and it's so cold.
Honk, honk.
Here's a sign. North Pole Enterprises. It's Santa's workshop. Oh, it looks warm in there. There's a note. Shut up shop and gone away. Drat! I've missed him.
Oh, oh.
Oh, I'm going to freeze to death out here. Have to get inside. Oh, the door's locked. No matter. I'll break in. This window will do nicely. Oh, look at all those presents piled up onto that big tree.
Intruder, step away from the premises.
Oh, security shutters. I'm doomed to die alone. Presentless and penniless. My last words preserved only in the mind of a frozen goose.
Oh, oh.
Just a minute. How did I get here? I made a wish and... Are you a magical goose, Goosey?
Honk, honk.
Brilliant. I'm going to make another wish. I wish for a Captain Squeezy and £1 million. Nothing's happened.
Honk, honk, honk.
You're trying to tell me something, aren't you, Goosey?
Honk, honk.
Oh, I've got it. Your magical ability is limited, like the goose who only laid golden eggs. Maybe all you can do is magical travel.
Honk, honk, honk.
I see. Well, you'd better take me home. No, on second thoughts, to the baker's. I might as well spend my £10 inheritance on a slap-up celebratory feed of piping hot mince pies for two.
Honk, honk.
Smell those pies.
Honk.
Oh, look. There's a plump old man coming over with a shopping trolley pulled by goats. And it's piled sky high with Captain Squeezy dolls. He's wearing red trousers and has a big white beard. It's him. It's Santa Claus.
I'm dreaming of a shy Christmas.
And he's drunk.
What? By the ice on my mother's moustache, I always pick the trolley with the wonky wheel.
Let me help you, Santa.
I need a drink.
Your wish is our command.
Honk.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Honk.
Two whiskies, please, Squire.
Three charmies. Two whiskies. It's Christmas. Take seats and be merry with your manger animal.
If it's not too late, Santa, I've got this list I'd like to give you. It's pretty long, but no big deal for you, eh? Santa?
Oh, sorry, mortal, I was miles away.
You all right, Santa?
I'm fine.
Good. Now, back to my list.
Oh, blizzards and bonfires, I'm not fine at all. I'm fed up, I've had enough.
Oh, I guess delivering all those presents on your own must be exhausting.
Dye my mother's beard, I don't do it on my own. I have another Santa Claus living inside me.
Hello!
We work as a team.
And we're both tired, fed up, and down in the dumps.
But why?
It's... Mrs. Santa.
She's left us.
She ran away with Frosty the Snowman.
There, there. Waiter, two more whiskies over here.
Make that three.
Hot coffee.
I can't stop thinking about her, wondering what she's doing without me.
And me.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Kiss me, my own. Dear Mrs. Santa.
Oh, Frosty, you know I hate it when you call me that. I'd rather not be reminded that I'm still married to that ghastly, corpulent red fool.
Not for much longer. You'll soon be Mrs. The snowman!
Oh, I'll sort out the divorce as soon as Christmas is over, darling. Promise.
Oh, Frosty, you're crying.
I'm so happy.
Oh, Frosty, you're not happy. You're melting again.
It's a thought of you, darling. It gets me hot under the collar.
Oh, don't get all steamed up, Frosty. It's not good for you.
I know, I know. Time to crawl up in the freezer.
I begged her on my mother's bier to come back, but all I heard was her Ferrari echoing across the frozen tundra as she drove away into the northern line.
Never to be seen again!
That is so sad.
Oh, oh.
There's another thing, too. I'm broke.
Penniless!
And it's all the fault of the children. They only want the latest electronic toys.
Little perishers!
I'm being sued for breach of copyright, left, right, and center.
We're ruined!
I'm going to chuck the whole stocking-filling business in.
Another whiskey center?
Aye, the icy beards of my ancestors steaming in the heat of a blazing log fire. Yes, please.
Make it a double!
Three more doubles over here, waiter.
I think you two gentlemen...
Three gentlemen?
You, three merry gentlemen have definitely had enough. It's a Christmas Eve. You have not got no homes to go to?
I haven't. It's not a home now that she's gone.
I've got a home. Well, a little bedsit. Let's go back there.
Honk!
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 Here we are. A bit crowded with all the goats. Still, have a seat, Santa.
That's better.
Now I'll fix us both, well, all three of us, a coffee. You're welcome to stay the night, Santa, if you like. Santa?
He's out like a light. What a sweet old man. Well, I guess it is bedtime.
Wake up, Stephen.
What on earth? Goosey, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
I must be dreaming.
No, you're not. This is the magical time on Christmas Eve when special things happen.
Oh, I see.
My friend, I must fulfill my destiny and I need your help.
Well, of course, I'll do whatever I can.
You must kill me. Pluck me, stuff me and roast me for 3 hours at Gas Bark 5.
What?
Then eat me, with all the trimmings, while wearing a brightly coloured, ill-fitting paper hat.
No.
It is my purpose, the reason I was put upon this earth.
Well, I can't eat you. You're my only friend.
Please.
Honk, honk.
Goosey.
Honk, honk, honk.
Oh, there's a goat licking me face. Get off. Donna, Blitzen, down, boy. Oh, what time is it anyway? Oh, no. Nearly 3. Better try and get back to sleep. Just a minute. Santa's still here. Why isn't he off filling stockings? Oh, wakey, wakey, Santa. Come on. Time to get up. Wake up. Millions of children are depending on you. Wake up! This is hopeless. There's only one thing for it. I'll have to deliver the presents myself. Of course, that means I get to fill my own stocking too.
Honk, honk.
Yes, I'll need your help, Goosey. But first, I'll put on Santa's red suit. There. A bit big, but never mind. Right, I'll grab the trolley and let's go.
Honk.
Right! Honk. Here we are, inside the first house. A bit dark in here, Goosey. There, here's the first stocking. I'll just fill it up. I wonder if they've left anything out for me. I'll just do with a little nibble. What's this? Something soft, warm.
Well, hello, Santa, honey. Am I the sort of little nibble you could do with on a cold night like this, sweetie? I've got you a little Christmas present here from me to you, stud. Let me unwrap it for you.
Madam, thank you. You're very kind and very hospitable, but don't catch cold on my account.
Oh, you've lost weight, Santy Wanty. And where's your great big tail?
Help!
Naughty old devil. Looks like the mummies do a whole lot more than just kissing Santa Claus.
Honk, honk.
Yes, you're right. We'd better get a move on. There are millions of houses in Santa's address book. Phew! The last one.
Honk.
Oh, I'm exhausted, but what a buzz! Giving feels even better than receiving. Mum and Dad have kept that little secret to themselves all these years. How selfish can you get? Oh, time to go home, Goosey. That's it, sweet bedsit. Santa has barely moved. Spoke too soon.
Where am I? What's the time?
Merry Christmas, Santa. It's 7 a.m. on a cold Christmas morning.
Boiling blizzards in a bucket. I slipped in. Must harness up my goats and ride like the north wind.
Don't worry. I delivered all the gifts to the little girls and boys.
You? But, I mean, how? And what about, you know, the mums?
Ah, yes, Santa. Now I know why Mrs. Santa left you. But don't worry. Mum's the word.
Appreciated.
But the best news is, you can retire. I've discovered the joy of giving, and I can't wait to do it again. I'm going to be Santa Claus from now on. What are you laughing at?
You! You are very funny.
Stop it.
You fool. I'm Santa Claus. I can't give up.
But you said
things don't look half so bad after a good night's sleep. Lawyers don't scare me. By my mother's frozen apron, I don't need you.
Stop laughing at me.
Take over from me. That's rich.
Stop it. Stop it. I'll make you stop it, you fat laughing fool.
By the horned goat god.
Santa? Come on, Santa. This isn't funny.
Oh,
dear. He's fallen onto that sharp pitchfork. Where did that come from? Wake up, Santa. Wake up. Oh, come on, Santa. Santa?
Santa. I hope Stephen won't be mad, dear.
Stephen's always mad. Remember when he thought he was a toothbrush? That ambulance has stopped right outside Stephen's bedside.
And there are three police cars. Something's happened to Stephen.
Stop right there, sir, madam.
Is Stephen inside?
He is, madam. And who might you be?
I'm his mother.
And I'm his father.
Oh, I suppose you'd better come in.
You can carry the deceased into the ambulance now, lads.
The deceased? Oh, no, Stephen!
Stephen's fine, Mrs. Appleby. He's handcuffed to Sergeant Godzilla. You mean Stephen isn't dead? No, Mr. Appleby. Your son has been charged with the murder of that fat man in the flannel underwear. Bring him in, Sergeant.
Oh, my.
Mum! Dad! You're back from the dead! Now I know this must be a dream.
I'm afraid not, son.
We've come home, honey.
Home? But how?
We took advantage of the chaos in the Christmas grotto to fake our own deaths, dear.
We couldn't face another Christmas with you. It was the only way out.
That or suicide.
But why?
Your unbearably selfish behaviour, dear.
Last year took the biscuit, lad, when you took all the biscuits and all the Christmas cake and all the mince pies and my cracker.
But I've changed, Mum and Dad. I've learnt that giving is what Christmas is all about. It feels even better than receiving.
Oh, Stephen.
Oh, I feel a little bit of a sniffle coming on.
Excuse me. Make way. Lawyer coming through.
Miss Maroon, thank goodness.
Now, I got your call and came as quickly as I could, Stephen. Detective Inspector, this man in the ill-fitting red outfit should be released immediately. He is a hero. He has saved the world from Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
In my opinion, Stephen Appleby should be given a medal.
A medal?
That'd be nice.
Steady on, Miss Maroon. He's just impaled Santa on a big fork.
Mr. Appleby, Santa was evil personified. His stocking filling and present giving have corrupted Christmas. You see, Santa is the goat god.
Good God.
No, goat god, the fallen angel. He wears that red hat to conceal his horns, and he winds his tail around his waist like a belt. I've never understood why no one made the connection. It's so obvious. Santa is an anagram of Satan.
An S, two A's, a T, and an N. Good heavens.
The devil himself. He comes down the chimney just like witches did in pagan times, for goodness sake. Doesn't that tell you something?
But Satan, I mean Santa, brings the children presents. Surely giving isn't evil.
Giving breeds the something-for-nothing culture, Mrs. Appleby. Greed, complacency, and selfishness. Just look at Stephen.
Eh?
Heavens to Betsy, you're right. I'm never going to give Stephen another thing as long as I live.
Oh, very interesting, Miss Maroon, but Stephen Appleby will still go down in the annals of infamy as the man who ended Christmas.
Oh, don't worry, officer. Christmas will not be coming to an end. I will be running North Pole Enterprises from now on.
You?
I am Santa's wife, Stephen. I am Mrs. Santa.
But you run off with Frosty the Snowman.
My marriage was never annulled, which means I inherit all Santa's business interests. And from now on, children will have to save up and pay for the things they want with money honestly earned. That builds character.
Well put. I hope you're paying attention, Stephen.
Yes, Dad. But for old time's sake, I'm going to pretend my medal is a sort of present.
I only said you should get a medal, Stephen.
In fact, Mr. Appleby, you're going to go to prison for a very long time indeed.
I don't understand.
You can't go around killing people, even if they are the devil. There are laws against that sort of thing.
I'm afraid you're going to be eating your Christmas dinner with a rubber knife and fork, Stephen.
Take him away, Sergeant Godzilla.
No! Help! Mom! Dad! Stop them!
They're only doing their duty, dear.
Stiff upper lip, old son.
Oh, honey, I almost forgot. We got you a Captain Squeezy. Happy Christmas, dear.
Happy Christmas.
No! It was an accident. Self-defense. He fell. No, he threw himself onto that pitchfork. I didn't do it.
Looks like being a Christmas without Stephen after all.
Will you join us, Miss Maroon?
Thank you, but no. I left Frosty cooking dinner, and I really must get back in case he stands too close to the stove. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Well, dear, I'm famished after all that excitement.
Me too. Let's have Christmas dinner right here in Stephen's bedsit.
Good idea.
Pop the oven on, honey, and I'll cook Stephen's goose.
Righty-ho, dear. Then I'll peel the spuds.
Merry Christmas.
The holly and the ivy, when they were both full-grown. Dum-dee-da-dee-da-dee, merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
You've been listening to Stephen Appleby's Normal Christmas, written by Stephen Appleby and featuring Paul McCrink as Stephen Appleby. The other figments of Stephen's imagination were played by Rachel Atkins, Ewan Bailey, Nigel Betts and Rosalind Paul. The programme was directed by Toby Swift. No resemblance to the real Santa Claus or the real Satan is intended.